Well, they appeared together in Sussex, Wisconsin, Waukesha County, and toured the Quad Graphics corporate headquarters and printing plant. They spoke to, I'd say, about 150 employees. Governor Walker sort of gave his standard stump speech about getting out the vote and his economic reforms are working. Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina said all eyes are on Wisconsin, that the wave of governors elected in 2010, of which she's a member, should be judged by what they do and efforts to keep unemployment down and build up state surpluses. And she said what's important in Wisconsin is in coming up on Tuesday that it will show other governors that they, whether the public has their back, so to speak, if they want to engage in bold reforms or bold changes, at least, that voters will stand behind them. So that's why she says other governors in particular are looking to see what fate befalls Governor Walker and Mayor Barrett on next Tuesday.
And what do the Democrats say about Haley's visit today?
Well, they raised a couple of concerns. They are saying that there's a beginning of an investigation into some of Governor Haley's activities as a state lawmaker. And so the equip from the Democrats was wondering whether she was here to get advice on setting up a criminal defense fund from Governor Walker, referring to the John Doe investigation involving him. And there's also ongoing concerns about Governor Haley being very anti-union. And, of course, the lingering questions about whether Wisconsin Republicans here would try to become a right-to-work state, Governor Walker again refusing to promise to veto any such legislation.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.